It's certainly good to be here. Enjoyed the beautiful songs that sung.
Amen.
Good to have fellowship one with another. I enjoyed getting here this evening and having fellowship all week long. It's been a joy just to be in God's house. And
bless
I tell you what, there's never been a time like we live in today.
That's right.
Things are going irate, and I mean just turmoil everywhere you look. Something happens, somebody dying, somebody getting killed, somebody's got cancer. I've heard more of cancer in the past few weeks and months than I've ever heard of in my life. And it's amazing. Amen. How it just pops up like a toothache anymore. And, it's a sad thing. But you know what, folks? The Bible tells us it's appointed unto us to die after this judgment. And they sung some songs there a minute ago that I love. Amen. What's on the other side? You ever thought about what's on the other side?
Amen.
The Bible says, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. Right. What God's got in store for His people. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, He's got something good in store for us when we get there. I love the part where He says there'll be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more suffering. All these things will be passed away and everything will be new. Amen. But how are you going to get there? You're going to get there through Jesus, or you ain't going to get there at all.
Amen.
You know, I thought about this, and it seemed like every revival I've ever been in, there's always an off night. Amen. And I always wonder, Brother Jerry, why there's an off night. Amen. And I thought today about that. I thought, Lord, it'd probably be my night, because that's the way it always pans out, seems like. But you know what I'm serving tonight? I'm serving a living God.
Amen.
I serve a Jesus Christ that's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
The same Lord that was here last night is here tonight. Amen. If He tarries, He's coming. We'll be back tomorrow night, and we'll all be here, and He'll be here again. And
bless
this week, He's knocked at heart's doors. I believe people's come and got some needs met. And amen. I believe tonight with all my heart, amen, God wants to bless His children. Amen. Do you believe that tonight with all your heart? Amen. I believe tonight He would just like to open up the windows of heaven. Amen. And just pour you out a blessing. If you could just receive it, amen, He'd allow you to have it tonight if you take it.
Amen.
So you pray real hard. I have no idea what I'm going to do with this.
Bless the Lord.
Brother Mike was preaching his heart out last night, and boy, this scripture came to my heart, and I said, Lord, if this is what You want me to read tomorrow night, let me turn to it. And I turned to it. That's unusual for me. Usually it takes about 2 days to find something. So you're going to get whatever God sends. Amen. Amen. He gave us the scripture, and I don't know what we're going to do with it, but it's worth that. 21st chapter of the book of John. Amen. As I've wallowed this all day, I thought, Lord, what in the world do You want me to do with this? But you know what? I believe God's got a plan, don't you?
Amen.
Boy, I tell you, I love Him tonight, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
You know why I love Him? Because He first loved me.
Amen.
Amen. I know tonight that I passed from death unto life. Why? Because I love the brother.
Right.
I didn't care about you. I didn't care where you lived or died. Amen. Before I got saved. But now, Brother Mike, I'm glad. To see people in the house of God. Knowing that people's ready to go meet the Lord. Amen. I believe tonight with all my heart that we serve a Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
The world's trying to make Him out to be fake. Amen. They say that don't such thing as religion. Amen. You got all these other things. They don't fight and kick against it. Amen. The homosexuals. I'm all the greatest in this world. Brother Jerry, they'll never say one word against it. But if you mention Jesus, and they want you to hug. They don't want Him brought up, because you know why?
Amen.
Because He shows them their sins.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, whenever His name's mentioned there, boy, they get all offended.
Yeah.
I can go to work in the morning, I can take a cuss fit, throw everything in the building. My boss will stand back grim from ear to ear. But I can go in the morning and say, Hallelujah! I was at church last night! Jesus met me there! Amen! He'll tuck tail and run!
Bless Him, Lord!
He can't stand that. Why is that? Because Jesus is in the midst.
Amen.
Amen. St. John's Gospel tonight, don't get quiet on me.
Come on, bless of Jesus.
St. John's Gospel, chapter 21. Amen. And I'll probably start reading about, I'll start reading 12th verse. And I'm going to read quite a bit, so you just bear with me. I've told Ruth sometimes, I said, boy, I like it the other night, Mike just read one verse. I said, I love it when God just gives you one verse.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you got to read the book. Amen. 12th verse of the 21st chapter of St. John's Gospel. It said, Jesus said unto them, come and die. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord.
Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus shewed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Now listen to that. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, he said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, how lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, how thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time. Now listen, the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he saith unto him, the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Yeah. Now listen, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou girdest thyself and walkest where thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou would not. This he spake, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken of this, he saith unto him, now listen, he said unto him, said, follow me. Amen. Then Peter, turning about, saith the disciple, whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter seeth him, and said unto Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Amen. He said, follow thou me. Amen. Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as we come before you, just as humble as we know how, asking your blessing tonight upon the precious word of God. Lord, I know tonight, God, we're different. Father, but I'm glad tonight to be different, Father. I don't want to be like the world, God. Lord, I want to be more like you every day. Lord, I want to take the word of God to heart. Father, and live by it, Father, and try to preach it the way you'd have it preached. Lord, and to give you praise and glory for it all. But Lord, tonight, if they be one here lost, God, we pray tonight, Father, Lord, that you would bless, God, that they might be saved. The Bible said, amen, that one soweth and one waters. But we know, God, that you give the increase, and we give you praise and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. And I thought about this, and I read all that for a reason. Amen. I'm telling you about Peter here, and how I'm not dogging Peter. Peter's one of my favorite subjects in the Bible. Amen. He's one of the greatest characters you ever read about. Amen. And I could look at his life and see me. Amen. Amen. A little bit slow at heart. Amen. A little bit slow in the head. But you know what he done? Amen. Whenever he got his mind made up and his foot on the rock, amen, he was unstoppable, unmovable, unshakable. Amen. And he would give God the praise and glory for everything. Jesus sat up on this rock, I'll build my church. Amen. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. Old Peter was ready. Oh, you know how much I love you. But then here he was worried about what somebody else was doing. Amen. I want to preach to you just for a little while. Amen. About worrying about somebody else. Amen. We need, amen, to get our minds on the Lord. Amen. Between us and him. Not me and my brother. Or my sister. Amen. It needs to be between me and God. It's a personal thing. Amen. The Lord called us. Amen. And told us to take up our cross. Amen. He told me to follow him. Amen. In the best of our ability. That's what we need to do.
Amen. It's
the Father. The Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
I believe, Brother Jerry, if we follow the Lord, we'll have a lot better outcome, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Won't you get me wrong? We need people to help us. When we get saved, we need people to help us and guide us and point us in the right direction. That's what the Lord, as the brother Jerry read the other night. Amen. I sent my angels unto you to testify these things in the churches. Amen. God has sent people. Amen. To help us. If we'll just take heed to it. I think about the pastors. I want to preach just for a few minutes, and I may pit and poke a little bit, but I'm just going to dig up some old dead bones. Amen. Ever since I've been on this journey, somebody has tried to tell me how to live. Amen. But listen, how the brother Jerry gave me some advice one time. He said, you find your way with the Lord, amen, and you stick with it. And brother, I have felt that to be good. Amen. To find my way with God. But you know what I've learned? I've been preached on for having a watch. Amen. I've been preached on because I didn't want them to sing it to death. Amen. I've been preached on because I've had my shirt tail out. Amen. I've been preached on for everything under the sun. A preacher will pick out things that you say. God. Amen. And they'll nitpick it to death.
Have you ever been there?
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, I went to church one time. Saw this little boy. Amen. He was sick. Had sores all over him. Yeah. Amen. And I preached there at that church that night, and they had us anoint this little boy. Amen. I felt sorry for him. But the next Sunday, I was at my church, home church. Amen. And I testified to that, and I wanted them to remember that little boy. I said, they looked like a poor people. Maybe they couldn't run to the doctor. We had a visiting preacher, Brother Tim. Guess what he preached on? That sorry preacher that wouldn't get in his billfold and help us.
Come on,
more amen, the matter he got. You know what? We need to follow the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not here to pick on you. I'm not here to pick on you.
That's right.
Amen. I'm just here to tell you what the Lord says. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me.
Amen.
And my man came to him and said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, take, amen, and keep the commandments. He said, from my youth up, I've done these things. He said, that's good. He said, but go and sell that which you have. Amen. And distribute it amongst the poor. Amen. And come and follow me. But the Bible said that that young man had plenty. Amen. And it made him sorrowful. Amen. And he went away sorrowful.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I never read no words where that man got saved.
Right.
No words else in the Bible that I read about that man.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
And all he had done was got rid of what he had here.
Come on.
The junk.
Come on, quick.
I said the other night, we need to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. Amen. And run this race with patience.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I got there for a while. I couldn't go to church on Sunday and say anything about anything I'd done in the week. Amen. I had a young son, so I tried to get out and do things with him. Amen. I went in one Sunday. I said, boy, I'm a little down in my back. It's no good, brother. He said, what's wrong with your back? I said, I took my boy four-wheeling yesterday. He said, a stinking preacher's got time to go four-wheeling. I needs to be far. Amen. He's not doing his job. Amen. You know what people think? Preachers ain't supposed to have no life neither. Amen.
Let me tell you
something. I would love to trade my life for some of theirs.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
I'd like for him to try carrying that load every once in a while, wouldn't you? Amen. But listen, we don't worry about them people. Amen. I'm just using this for illustration tonight. Amen. I just come back with something and tell them something, whatever comes to my mind. Amen. But you know what? This is the way it is. Jesus called me. He saved me.
Right.
He came to my house looking for me. Amen. And guess what? He wrote my name down in hell.
Amen.
It was not the person in heaven, but nobody else. Jesus recorded my name in heaven.
Amen.
He told me to keep his word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, they took me and went up to the temple to pray, the Bible said. Have you ever seen any people like these? Said one of them was a publican, another one was a sinner. Pharisee and a sinner, wasn't it? Publican. Amen. I get the words mixed up. All these publican Pharisees and Sadducees. Okay, we say a hypocrite and a lost man. Amen. That'll narrow it right down. Amen. And the Bible said that they went up to pray. Amen. And the old hypocrite, he stood up. Boy, he was loud and proud. Amen. I could have seen him. Boy, he had that tie all girded up. Had his suit all pressed. Standing there, his head held up. Looking towards heaven saying, God, you know I'm good. Amen. I've done all these things. When they pass the offering plate around, I write my check out real bold so they can see my name and see how much money I put. do. Amen. I don't rob, steal, cheat, and lie, and all these things. I can just hear him now blowing his horn.
Yep.
Bless the Lord. Bible said, and I said, he looked over and said, I'm not like that old sinner, neither. Come on. Yeah. Bless him, Jesus. He said, I'm not like that old sinner. You know what? Again, he was worried about somebody else.
Right.
Bless the Lord. This is the part that I love, Colette. I'm glad tonight, I'm going to say, I probably had $5 in my pocket. Had on a pair of blue jeans, no shirt, wasn't tucked in. Had on a pair of cowboy boots. No tie. Driving a car, it might start, might not start. Had enough gas in to get me to church, get me back home.
That's when right.
God said, bless the Lord. Come on.
I set you free.
Amen. 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 I'm glad he ain't no respected person, brother. I'm glad he saved
me.
He saved me. He'll save anybody who come to him. Yeah. He said that old sinner man wouldn't even lift his eyes up towards heaven. I could just see him standing there humble. Said he spoke his brothers. And said, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Bible said that man went home justified.
Yeah.
Rather than the other.
Yeah.
Come on, bless the Lord. I'm Amen. Here to tell you now, don't you understand something? It don't matter how much you put in the church. Tithing is good. Don't you get me wrong. I believe in tithing. Amen.
Bless
I believe the Word of God teaches
yeah.
us
yeah.
that we need to give. Amen. To the church. But we don't need. He said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand does. Amen. Amen. He said, amen. Don't make your alms be seen before men.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said, when you fast, don't let them know that you're fasting. He said, anoint your eyes with eyesight. Amen. And pray in private.
Yeah.
I believe we need to do things the way God's Word tells us to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless
I believe we'll have better results.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't know about you. But this message ain't made lick sense to me yet.
Bless the Lord.
But I'm still giving you what the Lord's given me. Amen. You think about this tonight. That old boy was down there lost and undone without God. Amen. And he just wouldn't even lift up towards heaven and just smote on his chest and said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Right.
Well, he went home
yeah.
justified.
Right. Yes, right.
Come on. You know what? I'm glad tonight that
Come on,
I got justified.
Yes.
Amen. I got sanctified. Amen. Glorified.
Amen.
Filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Got some things that I didn't have.
Amen.
You couldn't get it to the store.
Right.
And then you couldn't get it to Blue Light Special.
Come on.
Praise God. I've been fighting for the light switch will come on. And the Holy Ghost came in.
Yeah.
Amen. And the devil had to go.
Amen.
Amen. Made a difference.
Yeah.
That's right.
But you know what? We get a mind on everybody
yeah.
else. Bless the Lord. I found myself when I was going to church, I think, where's everybody at?
Money.
Bless them Jesus. Worried about what somebody else doing.
Right.
Finally, I got in a state of mind one time. I'll share this with you. I got in a state of mind one time. I was so irritated, aggravated, being a pastor. Man, the church was falling apart. People wasn't coming. Hey man, I get up, boy, I just wear them out. You know what I was doing? I beat my good horses. Hey man, my old donkey's out there grazing somewhere.
Bless the Lord.
I was whooping the time out of them good ones.
Bless the Lord.
Come on. Tell them how sorry they was and how bad they acted. Hey man. Well, one night, I'll never forget this as long as I live. 1 o'clock in the morning, then somebody knocked at my door. Not my house door. My door. Boy, I sat up on the side of the bed and I said, what is it? And there's a voice came to me just as clear could be. I don't know if God talks to you. I ain't crazy. I'm ignorant, but I ain't crazy. They talked about that last night. I ain't willfully ignorant. I'm just ignorant. Can't help that. I said, what is it? He said, have you took a good look at yourself?
I said, Jesus.
I had to water that for a minute. Boy, what are you talking about? He said, well, if you quit beating on them goodies and love them,
come on.
Maybe the others would come back and want some of that too.
Yeah.
Guess what? I crawled under the bed. Asked the Lord to forgive me
yeah.
and to help me to quit beating on the good people. Hey, man, guess what? Church began to grow again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God began to bless again. Souls began to be one again.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes
We're always worried about somebody else. Amen. And don't take no thought of what we're doing. What does the Bible teach us? He said, listen. He said, if you don't leave your mother and father, you're not worthy of me. If you don't leave your children, amen, your wife, your husband, amen, and father me. I'm telling you tonight, it don't mean you got to get a divorce. It don't mean you got to throw your children in the ditch. Amen, but it does mean this. They come second. I come first.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Then I'll take care of everything else.
Amen.
Well, I believe that tonight, don't you?
Amen.
Everybody, I'm standing here tonight when I found myself putting the Lord first. Guess what He does? He blesses me.
Amen.
Amen. Peter, you love me? Oh, Lord, you know good and well I love you. Do you love me, Peter? Oh, Lord, you know I do. And the third time, you got grieved Him. He got irritated, no doubt.
Come on.
Lord, you know I love you.
Come on, preach it. Everybody,
Peter was a good man. I've heard him preach a hypocrite, backslider. I've heard him preach everything on the sun.
Come on, bless up Jesus.
But he was hand chosen of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mike, I believe, said the other night, don't need to lay our hands on the anointing of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. We don't need to do that, do we? Amen. But listen, you know what? We was in Sunday school one time. Hey man, everybody got to talking about preachers. And well, I tell you what, you know what? You know when everybody's real good, everything's going good, everybody's preaching.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bless you have a preacher mess up, brother, they ready to crucify that
rascal.
Yeah. They're talking about, we're all preachers. We're all preachers. Hey man, we just like the preacher. I'm not the bag of different, brother. They spread the word just like anybody else, can't they? Hey man, they can witness. Hey man, they can do anything they want to. But you know what I done that morning? I got behind the pulpit just calm as a cucumber. I read my scripture. I walked down. First guy sitting on the table, I just slowed my Bible down. I said, now preach. Preach.
Bless the Lord.
He sat there and looked at me dumber than dirt. He was the one who carried on the most of that.
Bless the Lord.
Guess what? He couldn't preach, Randall.
Bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord.
There's a difference. Being called of God. Amen. Being chosen of God.
Amen.
Amen. And trying to do it on your own. Amen. I said that to say that. I ain't talking about this shit, preachers, brother.
Amen.
I know people that sit in the house of God, saying they're saved by the grace of God. Amen. And for years.
Come on.
For years. Letting people tell them, letting people lead them and make them think that they're saved and never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Lord, it happens.
You know why? Because people sit around in a circle like that and they talk about we just all just good as somebody else.
Yeah.
Always. But buddy, let somebody mess up and boy, they're ready to hang them. Yeah. It don't matter who it is.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the
Lord. Lie, get started, they'll believe it before they'll believe the truth any minute.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just the way we are. That's the way we wired up. Amen. Jesus said, take up your cross, follow me.
Amen.
He tells us in His Word. Amen. He comes first. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through and by me.
Amen. Amen, brother.
You can't go to heaven any other way.
That's right.
Blessed Jesus.
You can't be saved any other way.
Right.
Except receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Yeah.
How do you do that? You ask Him into your life.
Yeah.
Amen. You could ask, I believe you could ask 95% of the church wouldn't know how to help somebody get saved.
Come on.
Their mercy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people said just pray. All you got to do is just pray. There's more to it than that.
Yeah.
Bless the Jesus.
There's a whole lot more to it than just pray.
Yeah.
Bless
the Lord. He said, with a broken and contrite spirit. Yeah. Amen. God will hear the prayers of that. You know that? When we realize that we're lost, I couldn't get saved until I got lost.
Bless the Lord.
See, it's whenever God called me, He called me out of darkness. I didn't have a big bright light walking around saying I'm as good as anybody else. I knew what I was, Mike. I was a sinner.
Bless the
Lord. God revealed that to me through the preached Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I was headed to the devil's hell.
Bless the Lord.
That's one reason I love victory in Jesus.
Amen.
He sought me and He bought me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Guess what?
Amen.
Not blood of goats and ox and sheep.
Son.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. By His precious blood that He shed on Calvary.
Yeah.
For you and me tonight.
Amen.
And it's a personal thing.
Amen.
I had a choice to be here this week. Amen. Or not to be here.
Amen.
When Brother Jerry asked me, I had that opportunity to say yay or nay.
Bless you, Jesus.
I didn't have to be here.
Bless the Lord.
God didn't make me come.
But I want it to come.
Amen.
Because he said, take up your cross and follow me.
Amen.
Bless
and I sit and I think, Lord,
you could go out here and find 20, 30 preachers that I wouldn't even be the end of their little pinky. And they could preach the word. But God, you opened the door for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I like to take it when God opens it.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I know I said the other night, I'm not Mike Kirby. I don't preach like them, Mike. I don't preach like Jerry Harris. I don't preach like Eric Beatty. Amen. I preach the way God gives it to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I got saved in a little country church. I'm a country boy by heart. Born and raised on cornbread, pinto beans, and fried taters. Amen.
Bless
I ain't forgot where I've come from. Amen. Our running water ran out of a branch down the creek there. You know where I live, brother. Amen. That was our running water. It ran down a branch down the road over there.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. My daddy finally drilled a well. We finally got a little water to the house, and I got married and moved. That water came out of hell. Should have stayed with the water. Amen. But listen, Jesus Christ called me out of darkness, and I never.
Yes,
heard. I like, you know, they sent him out one time to get him, and I'll try to be quiet this minute. I promise. I promise. I'll hush.
Come on, preach.
They sent him out to get him, and they came back empty-handed. And they said, "Why didn't you bring him?" They said, "Boy, we've never heard one speak like he did.
Yeah, right,
he spoke as one with authority."
Yeah.
You know what happened to me, March 15, 1997, about 7:05. Somebody spoke to me with authority.
Yeah.
Not only did he speak to me with authority, but that devil that was living inside of me, he spoke to him also.
Amen. Bless of Jesus.
My house. Leave.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Brother, let me tell you, he had to flee.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
He followed me around ever since, went back in. Lord, how many so many people that aggravate me today, they'd hate that rush to get back in me.
Bless the Lord.
I better be thankful to the Lord in my heart. I'm thankful for it because I've been
saved. Amen.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Jesus saved me, folks.
Amen.
I don't know how you got saved. I don't know where you came from. But I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus Christ saved me.
Amen.
Amen. And he's been able to keep me. Some of you ladies come on
yeah.
and pray. You don't have to wait for the song to be sung.
Come on, bless the Lord Jesus.
Any time when God speaks to that heart, it's time to pray.
Lord. Amen.
Bless the
listen,
Lord.
I don't know
yes,
where you're at in your salvation. Mike preached a good message last night. Amen. I just blessed my heart. Kept my attention. I love that. But listen, tonight's tonight. Different people here tonight. And you know your heart. Are you taking up your cross and following the Lord? Are you doing the things that God would have you to do? Not what I would think you ought to do. Not what Brother Jerry thinks you ought to do. Are you praying and doing what the Lord have you to do? Are you faithful to the house of God? Amen. Do you give Him praise and glory for what He's done for you? Do you let your neighbors know that, amen, you're a Christian, that you go to the house of God?
Yes,
Jesus.
You know what? Whenever I gave up pastoring, that was on a Sunday morning. And on Sunday night, my nerves were shot. I just stayed at home. Brother, I got 3 phone calls from my neighbors.
And, Lord,
and a lady that drove down the road and saw my vehicle sitting home at church time. Wanted to know if I was okay. I'm so thankful that they knew that I'd been faithful enough to God that they could tell that there was something wrong. I was at home.
Amen.
Amen. That's your Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Folks, we need to walk where God can use us.
Amen.
Where we can let our light burn before man. Amen. Where we can be a light to the lost.
Bless
you. It opens doors for you to witness. It opens doors for you to lead somebody to Jesus. Whenever they ask you, well, why do you go to church all the time? Because the Lord loved me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
I've told this up years and years and years since I've been saved. Before I got saved, I thought my mother-in-law hated me. Matter of fact, I do still. She told me a couple times.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
But
nevertheless, she would pray for me.
When I got saved,
me and her became good friends. I mean, it wasn't a relationship as a son-in-law and a mother-in-law no more. We were brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
and we'd sit around and sing songs. And my little boy, he was about 4 or 5 years old. He'd run around with his fingers in his ears and saying, "Please quit." We just keep on howling.
Yeah.
And I began to grow in the church, and I began to work in the church, and Brother Jerry hooked me up and made me a deacon.
Boy, that's the dumbest thing I ever got into.
He wanted me to be his deacon, and I was going to get ordained, and we was getting ready to go to the house of God, and my mother-in-law called and said, "What time are you leaving?" And I told her what time to leave. She said, "Well, that's an hour and a half before it starts. Ain't no wonder nobody wants to go to church with you."
I got kind of bold, and I said, "You know something?" I said, and after I talked a little rough to her,
I said, "Ever since I got in this family, I said, all you've ever wanted to do was change me. I said, you wanted me to go to church. You wanted me to get saved. I said, and I did, and I have, and that's the end of it. If you don't want to go with me, stay home." She hung up on me.
Boy, let me tell you something. Now, me and that woman, we got along good. She called me back in a few minutes. She was bawling her eyes out. She said, "You know something?" She said, "I ought to be thankful that you're saved and want to go to church." I said, "That's kind of what I thought." But you know what? Everybody's worried about somebody. She was worried about me and worried about her daughter and the kids. They was going to be drugged to church way too early and have to sit there way too long. I wanted to be around God's people. Jesus saved me. I wanted to be around God's people. But we became best of friends. I was holding her hand the night she went to glory. Hey man, that's what the Lord does for you.
Bless.
He helped me. We talked about things. And she helped me in the Word of God. She shared things with me. When she realized that I was saved and I had something good, she was ready to go.
I believe she just put me to the test, to be honest with you. Hey man, nothing wrong with somebody testing you to see where your faith is. Amen. But if you'll stand your ground, God will work it all out.
Amen.
Amen. Take up your cross and follow the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, just mind God. Amen. That's all you got to do is mind the Lord.